stuff on here.
Isn't it about time for a change? We are National Leaders. AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio. And I would like to say it's after Labor Day. We're all going to start getting back to normal. And today with me, I have the very distinguished Larkin Connolly, who is a man on the go, as always. And also, I have Rich Logis, who is the principal of RJL Technology. And with me, I have the very well-known Mark Andel. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about the American-made film coming to Philadelphia. This is the first time we're speaking about it. So we'll be asking you to spread the word about this event. And Mark, we'll be talking throughout the broadcast about the film and encouraging people to come. But first, I would like to say that during the last few months, as I attended several summer season events, I was impressed by the comments I received from supporters of American Workers Radio and the Buy American Made campaign. I'd like to say that people are encouraged by our very positive efforts and agree that America is our country, and we have to work very hard to support one another to restore jobs and America's economy. And one of the people, as I went on Sunday, I was at the Polish festival there at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. As I went through the auditorium, people said to me, "You're right, Michael. We can't close our eyes and pretend that it's all going to change. It won't. We have to do our thing to get things back to where they should be." And people feel that what leadership has done is poor, and a large percentage of what's happening here in America now is being done by the regular people, like all of us who are here on the radio and people who are listening. They seem to be doing the lion's share of the work to promote the idea of American workers, to promote the idea of the Buy American Made campaign. But today, I want to welcome Rich Logis, and I'm going to ask him to say a few words first. How is everything with you today, Rich?
How you doing, guys? Good morning. Hope all of you had a great, great holiday. We had a great holiday down here, and, you know, very much looking forward to what we hope will be one of our busy seasons. End of the year tends to be pretty busy for us. I know it's adverse to our why work philosophy, but some of us do still need to make a living.
Rich, did you have any rain down there over the weekend?
I was mostly at the beach actually for the weekend. Not to sound like an elitist snob, but we had good weather. Thank you.
Very good,
Rich. It's Larkin. Good morning.
Hey, Larkin.
I was laying on St. Augustine's beach, also thinking about you. I was going to send a bottle with a note in it, but it kept on taking it the wrong way.
Rich, we had a ton of rain in the city of Philadelphia and east of the city, but at our Polish festival in Częstochowa, not a drop of rain. In fact, the attendance was great, and I'm inviting everyone to attend this coming Friday and Saturday and Sunday for a great event. They have great amusement rides, food, entertainment. We have the dance group from Duquesne University coming in on Saturday, and there's going to be lots of bands, that Polish-style mountain music, the polkas and the obedeks and the rock and everything else. It's always a beautiful event. Go up to this weekend, either Saturday and Sunday, and have a good time. Rich, let me say hello, first of all, before I go to Mark, to Larkin. You said you were down on the beach?
Yes. Rich told me that they had some pretty nice beaches in Florida, so I hopped on a plane last Thursday. Actually, I flew down. My daughter lives in St. Augustine, and her husband was out climbing mountains in Colorado for some unknown reason. I don't know if he was looking for something or just trying to get exercise. And so I had a 5-6 day weekend with my daughter, just she and I. So it was a blast. We had a great time, and her 5-month old daughter.
Wonderful. So you did your grandpop job.
I did my grandpop job and my daddy job. And also I'm pleased to note that the onesie made in America, the red onesie, now fits my daughter perfectly. And we put the picture on my daughter's phone like a dummy. And so I talked to her last night and told her to get it up here so I could
get it up, and we'll put it up on this site.
Yep. Send it up to Mark and let him see it.
Mark, I have some great news. As you know, the American made movie is coming to Philadelphia. I did have an opportunity to see the movie, and I want to tell you, you are an unbelievable man, and I thank you for all of the work that you've done for the American-made movement. I want to tell you, first of all, that your sincerity comes right through the movie. It's very well seen that what you're doing is not for Mark Andel, but for the community, for the people you know, your family. And I was glad to see some members of your family in the film. And I'm asking all of our listeners, I know that on that day I'm running with two competing events on Patriot Day, but I want everybody who would like to attend to give us a call or send me an email to michael@americanworkersradio.com, and I'll put your name on the list of people attending. That'll be this Wednesday coming up, or should I say next Wednesday, the 11th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Regal Theater. That's at 1400 South Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia. There's tons of parking on the street and under I-95. It's going to be a very, very special event. And Mark, I don't know what else I could say, but how's everything going with you?
Good. Well, thank you very much for the kind comments. And you know, I know you worked real hard, Mike, and I try to help you as much as I can with this movie and working with the film crew. And my guys with the film crew were excellent, but you know how it goes with the theatrical distribution center. But we pulled it off, right?
Yes, yes. You know? Well, what happened is there's so many people wanting this film in their area that we got about a 9-day notice on it. We just got really confirmation yesterday morning that it was 100% a go. So everything is ready, and sometime they say late notices are good because it'll get the people ready to go. I'll make sure that I put it out on our radio broadcasts and each day, and I'll email out some of our supporters. And this is an open invitation to our listeners who will be in town and available next Wednesday, September 11th. Patriot Day, 7:30 p.m. The place, once again, is the Regal Theater, 1400 South Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia. It's easy to get to, and I'll be looking forward to seeing all of you there. Yeah. How's everything with you these days, Mark?
Good, good, good. And, you know, I want to thank you because you gave me inspiration with that movie. I saved that voicemail you left me after you've seen the movie. And, you know, I appreciate you realizing it's not about me. This is everybody doing their part. That movie, we were blessed to be a part of, the American-made movie. It's was awesome to be a part in the 2.5 years. And a lot of people got cut short because they had 500 hours of film, and you condense that to an hour and a half movie. And I'm honored you got a chance to view it and kind of grab a hold non-political movie that can make great change in this country. And that movie did roll out nationally in Chicago and Atlanta Friday night. And this weekend it goes to L.A. and New York City, and it continues to go. But it was an honor. I spoke so high of you, Mike, and Larkin and Rich and what we do here, and you've been doing it for a lot of years. And, you know, the movie crew, it was an honor. I'm glad that it came through for you. But, you know, we've been busy here, the movie release, but we had a great weekend, the Labor Day weekend up here. We also got some tough weather. But we, you know, I kind of dodged around it with the family, and we found we've stayed in the sunlight somehow. but we did get some tough weather. My daughter started sixth grade today, and my one boy went to college today, so today was a big day personally. And we had a great Labor Day. The stores are doing real well. The movement is really alive. I was just in the Yes Magazine, which was kind of an article on the TPP trade, which we'll get back to later. And then this Buffalo Magazine just released another thing on why buying Americans smart. And then USA Today had the two releases in the last 2 weeks, so the movement's very strong. we're making change. Our next big event for us is the September 11th tribute event we do every year, but we're doing it on September 14th, and we have six local bands, and we honor those lost September 11th, and we make it a positive event. So, Mike, we got a lot going on, and I've got some news with a third outlet store I'm going to be opening up in a mall. So we made the decision yesterday. I kind of told my team, you know, in Buffalo, we've got our flagship store in Elma. Then we got Niagara Falls souvenir store, and we're going to try this mall that's about 20 miles from us for this fourth quarter. We're excited. We have to increase sales, and I think it's going to be a great move. But not only will it help us, but it'll help all the 400 manufacturers we support.
You know, Mark, what you're saying is absolutely true. And people, as I went around the festival though during those 3 days and talked to so many people, they feel that America's leaders and a large percentage of Americans totally ignored what's really happened in this country with jobs and our economy. And they really believe this as our country. It's time for us to start supporting the private sector businesses that are going out of their way to support American made, to support what we're doing. I mean, we're listening again today about all the things happening in the world, but there's not one panel that has been seen on any CNN or anywhere else talking about what are we going to do about jobs in the USA. In order for us to be strong abroad, we really have to be strong here in the USA. They don't seem to get it. Now, business leaders, the people tell me, have to get the message by seeing how Americans are spending their dollars. I know when I go out, I pick up items. If it's not what I need at that moment and it's not American made, I reject it. It's so good to hear from people that tell me, I am saying that. I've never spoken up where I shop. Some of the people I know are surprised to hear my reaction that I'm going to hold out for American made stuff. But we have to show the private sector businesses that we will go out of our way to help support them for staying here or expanding here in the USA, because our people need jobs, period. Now, you send me an article the other day, Mark. I want you to please follow up on that if you would.
Yeah, which article?
About the wigwam and the...
Yeah, that TPP. You know, and I wanted to ask Rich a little bit about it. And Larkin, you touched on how consumers lost confidence, and we got to get confidence back. Now we got the big world news and you know, Syria and all the crazy stuff going on, which hurts the world economy, and it actually affected me big on my oil and mining already, which, you know, kind of shut that down for me for a while they decide what they're doing. You know, buying local, buying American, helping yourself, getting self-sufficient makes sense. And it's, you know, people are realizing, even with the movie, Mike, you see, it's showing people power in a relationship between what they buy and how it affects that spider web effect that helps these small towns and communities, and it's how America was built. But people have to get involved, and you know, we have to get confidence back. But you know, the truth is, retail is down about 12%. You know, the countries, we got a lot of, you know, tough times to go through, but this fourth quarter is important. But that TPP, I'd like to, I don't know if Rich, I don't think you got that article. It's on the new trade deal coming up that's going to be decided. That it's a Trans-Pacific Partnership, and it's going to be decided in October, but it can really give a final blow to a lot of, like, I'm close with Wigwam, you know, or New Balance. It's going to be hard on these people, and both parties want to pass it, and nobody can figure out why. And that's that article, and if you don't have it, Rich, I'll get it to you.
Yeah, Mark, if you would, please, because to the point about purchasing and to Michael's point, and we all talk about that it's not talked about enough jobs. Undoubtedly, there are many, many enterprising countries around the world that 20 or 30 years ago didn't have the infrastructure, didn't have the manpower. They are gearing up to basically pitch the biggest companies to come to their country to bring their jobs, their manufacturing. We're all very much forward-looking people. I think that, again, not to speak for this panel, but I believe that we all have an eye on the future. And if we think as a country that global competition is not going to remain just as fierce, if not fiercer in the future, then we are living in an even greater fantasy than I imagine, because the world is only going to become more competitive. What are we doing to lead that competition? Mark, in the film, I'm interested to see the history of manufacturing, and what I mean by that is at one time in our country's history, the United States economy was half of the world's economy. That is staggering. That one country was half of the entire world's economy.
Absolutely. You know, it shows, Rich, you know, Detroit, it really does a good job. Mike, I think you'd agree. But it's sad, but it shows not only did they make the automobile, but then right next to it was, you know, they made the windshield, they made the tires, they made the rims, the machine shops. It shows that spider web and how important it was and how it was designed and laid out by the, you know, gurus with the auto world, and how much we were self-sufficient. And it was happening after World War II. You know, I mean, things were really moving in a great direction. You could, you know, quit a job on a Friday, find one on a Monday, and it was all positive, and it helped everything.
And that's exactly right. You know what the sad part of it is? As we watched other countries go up, we've watched America slowly go down, which is really it's unheard of. I don't understand where national leaders were all these years. I mean, some of them really have to take a break and decide on their own, it's time for me to go.
But I think you really also have to be cognizant of the fact that these emerging economies they're not going to sleep for the remainder of our lives. Japan, China, Indonesia, India, Asia is just has been a sleeping giant forever.
And that's right. And once people get a taste of success, once they get a taste of being able to have money and do things on their own, they want to grow. And yet in our country, our leaders want them to grow, but they're not going out of their way for us to grow here.
They have a modified form of free enterprise, a modified democracy, which allows people to go out and earn money. And all of a sudden, China has discovered that, boy, this works.
And, you know, as I said a million times during our broadcast, we have to get to that 50-50 balance. When that happens, America and the world will love each other more and be able to do more things to help make the world great. There won't be all this anger that they have everything and we have nothing. You know, it's just not going to work unless we get to some balance where we want someone else's products and they want ours.
And if I could modify my comments about my earlier comments, now I even forget what the comment was. I drew a complete blank there. Sorry about that. You know, I made a comment about confidence being down, and we're in a conundrum right now. I mean, we're in this circular conundrum where it's very difficult to go out and hire a lot of labor if you don't have demand. And the demand isn't out there because the confidence level isn't high. And people are buying new cars a little bit more than they were in the past. But our economy is crawling back so slowly,
right,
that the improvements are negligible, or they're not negligible, but, you know, naked to the eye. You don't see them. So we just need, we do need some national leadership that more specifically talks about the confidence of our economy and how strong. Listen, I understand we have high unemployment numbers, but we never seemingly talk about the 80% of people who are working. You know, take in the underemployed and the unemployed and add them all together, you still have 80% of the country working, you know, with relatively decent jobs.
You know, as I was out at the public events over the summer, many people said that, well, I am working, however, I'm suffering unbelievable by rising prices. Gas is killing me. The cost of all the food went up. Coffee went from $1.09 to $1.39. Every little thing has gone up in the last year. So a dollar is a dollar. You can't make a dollar and a quarter out of a dollar. So they say, when I come out to these events, it is a special day. Now, talking about going out, one of the things that has been hurt a lot by the economy, the rising cost of gas and the lack of people working and being able to go out and enjoy themselves, is the entertainment industry and recreation. The Shore Points have suffered. I mean, they had a tremendous amount of advertising going on, but the percentage of the people spending money, maybe they were out on the beach, went back to their car, went and got a little snack, but they're not overnighting at the hotels and all, which are really needed to help the economy. So in one respect, prices went up, but it really hurt the rest of the economy, because if you have to pay more for gas, you're not going to be able to spend for a room. You have to have a balance somewhere. Otherwise, you go into debt, debt, debt.
And being in the survival mode is tough all the time. And,
yep.
You know, I call it survival mode. I'd rather be in the growth mode where people are dreaming, thinking, and crime goes down. People are happier because the country's not happy right now. You know, and people don't realize how much is associated with supporting your local communities and buying American and believing in building these companies and getting our nation strong the way it was built.
Well, you're absolutely right. And when people see the movie, Mark, I'm going to hear a lot of reaction, because a lot of what's in that movie shows us what went wrong. And it was good that it's not political. It's not flogging either party. It's showing what happened because people looked the other way.
And that metaphor is baseball. You know, Mike, I hope you like the quality. They put a tremendous amount of time and money into the film, and Nathan and Vincent, the directors, Nathan McGill and Vincent Vitario, are great people, the producers, and they really did it for the good. They didn't do it for themselves, and that's how the whole movie, and they want to make sure that's clear.
And I hope that many of our listeners will be able to come out and join us on Patriot Day. That's September the 11th. 7:30 p.m., Larkin and I and everybody else will be looking for your smiling faces to be there at the Regal Theater. Once again, that address is 1400 Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia. However, you have to register in advance, so you can send me a note to michael@americanworkersradio.com, or you can give us a call at 215-922-1700. Before we get back to some conversation, I'd like to acknowledge a few of our sponsors for their great participation and support of American Workers Radio. And they include Martin Bednarek, who is the president of Washington Savings, Kazimierz Wielki Bank, and Mr. Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, who's always there to support the people of the community, and we thank him for his participation on our radio. And if you're planning to do some travel, remember Nina Titta of J World Travel, located at 2626 East Allegheny Avenue. And if you're in the Philadelphia area and you need some repairs on the house, remember Father and Son Builders is there to serve you. You can check them out on the internet at fatherandsonbuilders.com. Or go to the telephone and give them a call at 215-634-7800. Also, the PRCUA, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, and Mr. Joseph Drobot, their national president, wants to remind all members and friends that this year they're celebrating their 140th anniversary of service. And, of course, you can check them out on the internet by going to PRCUA.org. And Chester Chanowski, a faithful supporter of American Workers Radio and the Polish American Radio program, and all the gang from Serena's Auto Body Shop at 6201 Oxford Avenue in Philadelphia and 691 Bethlehem Pike in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Thank you for shopping at Serena's Auto Body, and of course they invite you to come on up to the Polish Festival at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And everybody remember that this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, make September the 6th, 7th, and 8th good days for your local retailers. Go out and support National Small Business Weekend. And if you'd like more information about that effort, you can go to nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com. And there's still lots of time for you to come to Philadelphia to visit us. You can check all of the links out that we have on our internet site. Go to tristatevisitors.com. It is your travel information guide for all of our members and supporters, and it features Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. And also, while you're up at the Shrine's Polish Festival, you'll be enjoying some delicious Giorgio pierogies, and Mr. Jan Majewski, president and CEO, wants to thank all of you for shopping Giorgio. Look for Giorgio's where you shop. and also the Polish American Travel Service, located at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue, reminds you that no matter where you're looking to go in the world, Polish American Travel is there to assist you. Give them a call at 215-634-3396. Well, getting back to our very special panel members, I want to tell you guys that business leaders are starting to get the message that the American people want to see some changes. People go into the stores now, and if they really don't have the dollars, they're not spending it. They are looking at the labels. I noticed that they have some full merchandise out, which they must have went and stored away from last year. And the pumpkins and everything else are coming out. And as I go to the store, you know me, I like to go right over to the racks and see what's going on. And it's near the cashier, so she's not very happy when she sees me. But I look at the bottom of the pumpkins and all the other rigmarole, and it's all foreign made. And I think to myself, I wonder, do they celebrate these holidays, Halloween and all, in these foreign countries? And if not, then why are we not making some competitive Halloween and Christmas decorations? Believe it or not, I'm already seeing Christmas decorations in some stores. It's hard to believe, but it's out there. But ladies and gentlemen, you can look around and you will find those American-made products.
Speaking of that, I have some delightful news. Probably everybody knows about it, and I'm the last one to find out. But I watched the ABC News, I believe it was Saturday or Sunday evening, and Robert Muir was sitting in for Diane Sawyer. And they did a Made in America segment. I don't know, Mark or Rich, if either one of you saw it.
Oh, I didn't.
And they announced that Lenovo has, in fact, Lenovo, the IBM precursor of the ThinkPad, has opened a plant in Winsett, North Carolina, with intentions of building two models in that plant. They began, the computer manufacturer is coming back to America, at least in a small way. Motorola and Apple will join Lenovo soon to bring production of some of the more popular consumer electronics and components back to the USA. So that was great news from them. Lenovo is the second largest PC manufacturer in the world, and it began production of the ThinkPad, or the ThinkCenter, I think they call it, ThinkCenter M9 2P desktop, and its ThinkPad Helix, the convertible UltraPad, at the plant last January, and they have ramped up the production by the end of June, was the title on this article. So great news.
Great news for us coming back.
They opened it, the plant is like a 214,000 square foot plant, and Lenovo hopes to assemble several hundred thousand units the first full year of production. So, and they interviewed workers down there that had been laid off for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, and the excitement in their faces as they interviewed these people, and they were back and the lines were open, they were showing the assembly of especially the ThinkPad convertible.
And when is that supposed to hit the market, did they say?
Oh, they're on the market now.
They're great. Well, we're going to have to get after them to see how we can promote them in the future. Now, Rich was telling me about a particular new iPhone that was going to be out, a new phone that I should have. It's what would you say it was, a Motorola X?
You know, it's slated for release late this year, early 2014. It's a Motorola X, which actually is Google, since Motorola's cell phones are owned by Google. That was an acquisition from last year, but it will be the first American-made smartphone.
And I'm betting money that's being built in Winsett, North Carolina.
It's in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's in Texas because Motorola their original cell phone division, they've already got the infrastructure there.
You know, Rich, as you say that, my original phone, my first cell phone, was from Texas, and I had that phone for about 6 years. It was replaced by another one from Texas, and then about 6 years ago, all of a sudden, everything went off the market. They had contracts with everybody in the world, but not here in America. So this is really good news to know that I can go to a store and get a good phone that I want that'll give me all the modern conveniences, and knowing that I'll be able to have it made here in the USA.
You know, that's funny you guys bring it up, Rich. I just seen that Motorola. In fact, this one article, it says the big guys are coming back, and Apple's putting $100 million into a domestic product line, you know, with their Mac computer being produced in Kentucky and Michigan and designed in California. And then you've got General Electric says it's going to lay out $1 billion for its U.S. appliances. And then Walmart, you know, as we know, promised to source out $50 billion worth of work in 10 years, or, you know, buying U.S.-made goods. So it's all great stuff. I just seen that the phone I was excited about, the smartphone, though, that's now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, right. Something popular. Hey, yeah. And Mark, maybe we'll be able to find that toaster we're looking for.
Yeah, you know, we've got to get that. Yeah.
That's got to be a definite.
Did you see the movie yourself, Larkin, or not?
I have not.
Oh, so you didn't see it, though?
No,
okay.
I have not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure who had seen it. So, no, very, very good. Yeah, and they talk about different products, you know, again, in the movie. And, you know, one, Mike, like you've seen, was the American flag. And that's something we can all agree on.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, as everywhere I go, and I have to tell you that when I go to some of the stores, they make it a point now to let me know that they have more and more American-made stuff. I told you about the greeting cards I was complaining about. Well, now they told me that, you know, we want you to know that one of the buyers has made it a plan to get 80% of our greeting cards to be fully American made. So we're you know, upping that purchasing power to those companies. So we'll keep those employers on the market. But I have to tell you, David Muir went to a few of the companies, and I was really impressed by the way he spoke to the people and then went back maybe 6 months later. And they said as a result of those advertisements on ABC World, their business quadrupled, which is really what we need to do. We really need to get people in the stores. Our plan is the same. People are probably tired of hearing me say the same thing, but it does work. And as I went through the festival crowds and people stopped to let me know they listen in, I was really pleased that they're saying we have to get back to common sense ideas. Ideas like Americans need jobs so that they can support themselves, and we can continue to be a sales point for foreign-made goods while so many millions of tens of millions of Americans are out of a job. It doesn't hold any credibility for our national leaders that they're sitting down worrying about so many issues taking place in the world, and yet still this issue is not being addressed other than in local newspapers, local radio stations, and broadcasts like American Workers Radio.
And, you know, we have two things, actually three things on the top of our agenda. One is to get people to buy American, and to look, to take the time to look, and if they have a choice, to make the right choice. It's fixing our educational system and also trying to convince everybody that every vote counts, and please go out and vote.
You know, we were talking so many times about this, Larkin, and I saw, and in the movie, you will see some words from President Reagan, from President Bush, from President Obama. You will see some of these people have a few words about, you know, promoting American. But what they did at the State of the Union speech was not carried out by the other 535 members of Congress. In fact, as I'm doing research, I can't find anything that I can share with you on our internet site that says this particular leader has been the main guy and hasn't been able to get anywhere. When I got that article from Mark the other day about the wigwam situation, I said to myself, why isn't someone talking about expanding socks and underwear and everything else in our country?
And that trade, that TPP is a big concern when I was in Washington with the Alliance of American Manufacturing. That's what Senator King brought up, and he said that's going to wipe out a lot of these people that are left, a lot of the textile companies. So, Rich, I've definitely got to get you. I told Sue to send it to you already, but I want your opinion on that. That's a major thing happening in October that a lot of people do not know about.
Well, that's how can we unite to do something about it more than we're doing now?
Exactly. You know, it's behind closed doors to me again, and it's going to affect our economy and affect these American manufacturers that are trying to struggle. Bob Chesbro from Wigwam's the nicest guy you want to meet. Third generation. They hold 200 to 300 employees, and they make socks for the country. Everybody generally knows about a Wigwam sock. It's a great sock, but it's sad to see these last ones. He always told me he's an outlaw in these shows he goes for. In our own country, he goes to these shows, and he said he feels like an outlaw because he's one of the last American sock manufacturer.
You know, Mark, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, would you be able to get this gentleman on the radio? Maybe we could do a precast at some point.
Absolutely,
and we
yeah.
could put it up on our site, and they can then email it out to all of their supporters, because it's the only way. And maybe who are the people in Congress that are promoting this particular legislation? Let's get after them.
Yeah, you know, when I went, I was invited to meet Bob at Wigwam in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you go there, and Kohler played a big part. Kohler, products, and that little city around Sheboygan was built around Kohler, and Wigwam was a major anchor. But you see the loyalty and the good-hearted people working there, and 300 people making socks, and their livelihoods depended on it. They've been doing it for years, but it's neat. I would be glad to get them on radio. I'll talk to Bob myself, Mike.
Wonderful. No, this is the only way it's going to continue. And I have to say again, I'm talking about being out at these public events, but it's so good. It's great to hear from people in email, but it's nothing better than hearing directly from someone who listens and who has an opinion. Some of the people have opinions, which, of course, are very, balanced, and they don't want to come on the air and say those kinds of opinions. But, as you know what I'm saying, but the thing is, they do give the opinions. I appreciate everything that they say. And of course, I'll be out at the public events and at the festival this weekend. And I'm welcoming everybody to let me know what's on their mind, because I do share your thoughts with the public through my weekly commentaries. And by the way, I want to say that the weekly commentaries that are in the newspaper and on the radio, they also are helping this movement. Because, they say advertising really pays. Well, certainly those commentaries pay, because they see it on a consistent basis. Sometimes you see something in the media, it's up there for 2-3 days, and then it's forgotten. I tried not to do that. I tried to make it a regular feature of my Saturday broadcast, and then, of course, us talking here on American Workers Radio. And then a person like Mark, when you see the movie, you'll see a little bit about his history. You'll see what made Mark so strong. Not that he wasn't strong when he was a kid, because from what I see, he went into business early, and then he just became a great businessman, suffered through some difficult times, and I want our listeners and our friends to come out and see it. Remember the date, Patriot Day, September the 11th, in Philadelphia. Email me at michael@americanworkersradio.com, and I'll certainly put you on the invited list, and you'll be able to be there as our guest. Mark, what else is happening in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, no, we're, today the sun's out in Buffalo. We had a, tough weather weekend. But, with school coming back, the night's getting cooler. It's always change. This September is kind of like an idle month. Get ready for October, November, December. We're getting, with General Welding, we're getting tuned up for the snowplow business. And, of course, we need snow to really make that fuel. We've had two light winters in Buffalo, and that doesn't help our snowplow sales. And we've got our fabrication rolling, and I've got a new grill project we're doing, which I'll talk to you about that probably next week a little more. But we've got a lot going in the store. Made in America store has been strong, and we're getting excited for our September 11th tribute concert. That's always a nice time. It's a free community event, and if the weather's right, we get a lot of good people. Mike and like you do your events, and we got a great community here. So we're positive and getting ready. Our fourth quarter is our biggest in business. So you, Rich, I don't know if it's your largest, but it's our biggest time of year that really we got to really nail the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this is typically end of the year. It is a busy time for us, and if I may put on my business owner's hat for a moment to use a Larkinism here, if we look at the reasons that businesses went overseas, those reasons in and of themselves were not bad reasons. Lower labor costs, lower taxes, potential for more profit. The issue about quality, it is a separate issue. And Mark, you've talked about this, right? When you lost your one job, right, to a company overseas, I think it's quite clear that the quality of what was sold, what was made and sold, wasn't up to par with what you were doing. So imagine an economy, to Larkin's point about looking at labels, that's a way for us to be very preemptive as consumers and be aggressive consumers. But imagine when you could just go and purchase all of those day-to-day consumable items. You know, we think about demand as, well, there's the public is demanding this, the public is demanding that. I mean, guys, perhaps you do it. I don't. My wife and I don't go to the grocery store and say, damn it, I'm demanding toilet paper today. I'm demanding paper. I'm demanding, socks. No, we buy this stuff day-to-day, and imagine if those kinds of goods were just more readily made here in America. At one time, they were. And that's the stuff, that's the consumption that actually drives the consumer spending. It's not in the super wealthy buying 50 houses and 20 Lear jets. It's in the middle class buying things. It's very clear that that's economically how it's been.
And that's where the jobs come from, right? I remember a lady that made golf tees, but these plants give a lot of work, and we need work, right? I mean, that's what we're talking. Work creates the jobs.
It's always so easy to beat up on the higher income classes and the lower income classes and the corporation. Mark, many of these businesses were and are publicly traded. They have, as I said many times, they have a legal obligation to shareholders. When there is competition amongst other countries, because it's very clear that's what's happened over the last several decades. It's been competition with other countries. And if we are not in a position to compete with not only the countries that have taken some of our manufacturing, because remember, guys, what did these nations, where did they sort of come after us, so to speak? They came after us in manufacturing, because that was sort of our bread and butter industry, right, in terms of sector. So they didn't go after smaller verticals, smaller markets. They went after our manufacturing, and there are others that are going to continue to do it. I'm not concerned that, for example, China is going to surpass us economically. China would have to have growth even more mind-boggling over the next 30 years than they've had in the last 30 years themselves. But if we have enough other places that are pulling at us, it's going to continue, and it's going to create more of this chronic issue of unemployment and underemployment.
Absolutely.
And one big element you touched on there, Rich, was, again, quality. If we can't get them on price, let's get them on quality. And then, that goes back to training your kids and, how you buy something. It's the throwaway world now. We got to bring back quality, respect that item, pass that item down, take care of that item. But quality is what I try to lead with here. It's very hard these days because the world has changed. It's the throwaway world. But if we can get back to leading with quality, we can take on anybody, I believe, with quality.
And remember,
Michael. At one time, Mark, we were able to do that, and we were able to do it with less technological innovation, right? With on average, we have the potential to create skilled workers that the entire world would want to be a part of. You think about how ironic it is that there are so many companies who sent part of their business elsewhere, when in the past companies overseas were fighting and clawing and scratching to come here, and now it's reversed itself. So if you would have Sue send that to me, I'm going to be very interested to see how this vote really goes down, because I suspect it's going to have a majority of congressional support.
And I would like to have a copy of that too, Mark.
Which copy, Lark?
The TTP deal.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you both. I'll make sure it's because you got yours, Mike, I think like Friday or Saturday I sent it. But, yeah, and read the whole article. I was asked to be part of it back in June. It's Magazine put it out. But I think it was well done, but it's there's no real good answer why both parties are going for this when it's not helping our country again. You got to read it, Rich. You'll appreciate it. I want your opinion for sure.
It's the same old story. A sob story comes up. We're going to be helping the world, but no one ever thinks about how we're going to be helping the American people. That's the sad. The whole reality
is
ridiculous.
And how it hurts these few American manufacturers just trying to hang on.
You know, even with the people going out and being able to spend on anything, it requires you to have a job. And if you have a parent or a grandparent having to help a son or a grandson or a granddaughter, you then see that that person is helping the grandson or granddaughter to survive. They're not able to go out and spend money for products that they would like to have for themselves. So this has all got to come to a head. We're doing a great job. What Larkin just reported this morning was really very pleasing, that more and more manufacturers are coming back. And I must say, it is as a result of people speaking up where they shop and just directing their dollars to American made. Now, something that Rich said, and you too, Mark, we have to get back to quality. We have to get back to a work ethic in America, back to quality. Back to the idea that industrial arts are very good arts and jobs. Not every person wants to stand behind a sales counter. There are people who want to work with their hands. There are people who want to sell. We need to bring all these A to Z jobs back so people have a choice of where they're going to work.
You know, I flew back yesterday from Florida, as I mentioned, and my seat partner from Atlanta into Philadelphia was a gentleman who worked for one of the major private mail carriers. He's a pilot. As a matter of fact, said he was the chief pilot for a company that starts with F and ends in X. And a great guy, and we had some great conversations. And he said, you know what bothers me more than anything is with all of these shenanigans politically, with all of these problems educationally, with the complete lack of vote, anybody, you know, understanding their responsibility for vote. What are the 7 to 17-year-old kids pulling out of this? What are they seeing? How are they being exposed to this? You know, when I was a kid, my parents took me to the voting booth, and we went in the curtain, and they showed me what they were doing. And, you know, that doesn't happen. I'm a judge of elections. If we have three kids come in with their parents, it's only 7% of the crowd, but even still, he said, we really have to start addressing what the 7 to 17-year-olds are being exposed to, because they're going to carry that into their college years, and you know, then where are we?
Yeah, if you don't care, then how will the next person care? You know, it's also the same thing when you go shopping with the young people. They're exposed to seeing everything made in a foreign country. It's really disgraceful. That was never the case before. It's that all this has got to change. That's why this 50-50 balance is the plan for the future. And I know that, and in my conversations with people, they like the fact that I'm speaking about ideas like we have to support everything made in America as well as items assembled in America, because each one of them are making jobs for the people. What brought that to my mind is there is a link on the front page of American Workers Radio and how much of your car is made in the USA. Now, people go to that link and they look up, and when they see that 60 or 70% of the car is made in the USA, they feel much better about the purchase. And that is why many of these particular companies are selling more cars, because people are able to tell them that they are American made. Now, another point in the process is when you go to the front page of our internet site, I want you to check out Mark Andel's store. It's Made in America store. And I'm also going to ask Henry if he would put up a link on the top of the front page highlighting the fact that we are going to have the Made in America movie here in Philadelphia. The date, once again, is Wednesday, September the 17th. And that'll be at 7:30 p.m. at the Regal Theater. And that is located at 1400 South Columbus Boulevard in South Philadelphia. There is tons of parking there under I-95 and on the streets around the theater. It's going to be a very special event. But before I get back to everybody, I have to acknowledge briefly a few of the people that have offered some sponsorships for today's program. And they include Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, as well as Dr. Vojimir Zin from Everest Dental, located at 9892 Busselton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, as well as Mr. Frank Spula, and everyone from the Polish National Alliance, America's largest ethnic fraternal insurance company. And Dr. Eva Machak reminds you that she has two dental offices in Philadelphia to serve you. For more information, give her a call at 215-739-2787. And also, Port Richmond Pharmacy is located at 2512 East Clearfield Street in Port Richmond. You can call them at 215-426-5099. And don't forget, for all of your legal needs, Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio serves people in southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. For more information, you can give her a call at 215-423-4824. And I want to just remind all of you that this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is National Small Business Weekend. I encourage you to go out to your local stores. Make sure you let them know that you're out there supporting them and that you're hearing about National Small Business Weekend on our radio program. And I want to thank you for doing what you're doing, because of your words and your actions, businesses are getting the idea. We have to make major changes here in the USA. Larkin Connolly has another meeting to go to, so I'll be talking to you more about next, the September 11th meeting. And I want to get back to Rich and tell us what's happening that you see that's going to change this whole scenario of paying attention to jobs in America.
Well, guys, again, and I feel like this is something I bring up ad nauseum, but it's basically what I hang my hat on when I talk about these issues. We talk so much about demand and quality and choice, and I just all the time mention to people that we need to demand the kinds of choice that we get in our everyday consumer goods and everything we buy. We need to demand that kind of choice in our elections. It is very clear that many elected officials, some of whom perhaps despite well-intended efforts, have just simply not performed this job well. And in real business, Mark, when you don't perform something well, you probably go out of business. When you are an executive and you do not perform well, oftentimes your shareholders vote you out. We need to adopt that mentality in our elections. And you're talking, Mark, about this bill. You know, this bill has bipartisan support. And that's because there's only two damn parties to vote on.
Right.
We need to demand more choice in our elections. When you have more choice, you know what happens? Your quality goes up, because now people can compete with each other just like businesses are supposed to compete with one another. We talk a good game about competition, but we don't talk about it at all in our elections. And when we do talk about it, it's empty calories. It's just that. Talk, talk, talk.
Right. You know, the lip service you don't need. You need the action. But you can't say it better than that, Rich. We need more choice. We need more quality choices. We need people to not be about theirself and make a difference. Get out there and do something. But I think demanding, when you talk, Mike, you go to the store or wherever you go and you demand it, and that's what we're seeing. Consumer demand can change this country also, and we're seeing that. And hopefully in election, Rich, we see it on the other side, because them regulations, they hurt us. You know, the things they vote on and come up with, it makes us tougher. And, Rich, you're strong in business where I'm strong, but, boy, we'd like a little, you know, a few breaks or less regulation.
You know,
and Mark, I want to say, excuse me, Michael, I want to say, Mark, and again, not to speak for you, but you're starting not to suggest that you weren't known before this film and other initiatives, but you're starting to really gain some notoriety here. And one of the things about notorious people is that others tend to listen to what they say. So if you were to potentially go around saying, hey, we need more choice in our elections, wink, wink, I'm just throwing a suggestion out there, Mark.
Right.
I think they should have a lot of people who actually would say, you know what, this guy has credibility. What he says makes sense. And look, he's had success. He does what he says. You know what, Mark? You know, you might have a little bit of influence there.
Right, right, right. It makes
wink,
sense.
Wink, wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does make sense, and we've got to get people involved. And, you know, I've proved that exposure and, you know, sticking to something and seeing it through, you know, does help, and it helps many people more than, you know, myself, of course, and all the people we touch. And that's the beauty of the Made in America story, the people I've met in the 3 years and the buses and exposure it gives. But you're right. People listen, you know, and people see that you stick to a plan, and they respect that. They respect that you stuck to it. I didn't waver. And, you know, that's same as your business, Rich. That's how you build your customer base, you know, and a reputation. You can't buy a good reputation. You got
to
build
that. I have to tell the listeners that I am not on Mark's paid PR staff. I just want to throw that disclaimer out there. I'm not paid. But, Mark, there's something else I want to say as I get ready to see this film, whenever that might be. You have something else that really resonates well with people, which is you have a story. You have a story about how it happened. So, again, I'm not on Mark's PR marketing staff. I couldn't sell a parachute to a skydiver, but you have a good story, and people, that does affect them. They think about that viscerally. So I think that you've got influence that perhaps you may not have realized that you've had. So I just throw that out there.
And you know, another thing, Richard, you're very right. And many people now who listen to our broadcast are people who have experienced some of the problems that Mark has experienced, going through bids, going to China and things like that, having to struggle to go back up the ladder. And people are experiencing that in their own lives, because it was sheltered for a long time. But now that it's exposed, we got to keep the people working together and push the Buy American Made campaign and Mark Andel's ideas and Rich Loges' ideas and Larkin Connolly. And as we come near the end of our broadcast, I want to thank you guys very much. And we will have a link on the front page of all of our internet sites in a couple hours today, marking the American Made in America film. And of course, you're invited. The only thing you have to do is put your name on the list, and you will be our guest. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until Saturday at 11, I want to wish all of you the very best. Don't forget, the festival takes place at Częstochowa this Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be great weather. I look forward to seeing many of you there. And when you see me, make sure you let me know what you think and what you're doing to help the American-made movement. Until then, David Zenya. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ben. A pleasure.